Took me a long time to realize this, but mine is actually helping other people identify and monetize their superpowers.
Welcome back to For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs. I am Eric Verde. Joining us this week is Corey Logaitis. Corey Lowe. She is a coach, speaker, entrepreneur, business owner living in New York. I am thrilled to have Corey with us today. So I was doing a little bit of pre-show research and you were actually a speaker at a TEDx. Is that correct? So
I was. Yep. I did my first TEDx about a year ago now.
Where was it? So was this obviously before we got shut down with the quarantine?
It was literally the week before we got shut down. So I got on stage just in time before they shut everything down. It was actually here in New York. Okay. So it worked out great and amazing experience. I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to do it.
So how much prep goes into one of those?
I was speaking for quite a bit before I did the TED Talk. Mm-hmm. And what was selected was one of my more signature talks to be able to give. So it was a fair amount of prep work because, I mean, it's TED. So I wanted to make sure I was really kind of on board with it. But in general, TED prepares you really well for your talks. They give you an online course that they make all their speakers go through. They make you read their book. There's a book that you can get anywhere. I forget exactly what it's called, but it's like TED's secret to, you know, public speaking. So they require that you read that. And they also assign you a speaking coach that goes over your script and everything with you. So by the time you show up on stage, you're fairly prepared.
That's awesome. So how many speakers presented when you presented? The day you presented?
My event, I think it was probably 10.
Okay.
That day? Yeah. And they were from all over the place. They weren't just from New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get more into that during the meat of the interview. So Corey, give the listeners, viewers, your backstory and like what business are you in?
Sure. So I'll give you the full story. I go deep into it in my TED Talk. So if you're interested in finding out, you know, details, you can go there. But Reader's Digest version is I actually have a very expensive piece of paper that says I could draw well. So I went to art school, graduated college, was waiting tables. This really ticked off my dad, who was the second generation running our family's business. So I'm third generation in terms of entrepreneurs at this point. But yeah, the fact that I was waiting tables just really annoyed him. So he's like, why don't you come and work for the family business, you know, and see what happens. So I had figured it was going to be part-time kind of, I was doing graphic design work, you know, little odd jobs here and there. Long story short, I blinked my eyes and 15 years later, I'm running it as senior vice president. And it's a large regional electronic distribution company. And I really enjoyed what I did, but something felt like it was missing for me. And I couldn't quite figure out what that was. Now, at the time that this had all happened, I went through a lot of significant life changes. In my TED Talk, I refer to them as being pivotal life moments. So COVID-19 is a pivotal life moment. What happens after the event is always very different. Life is always different and will never be the same as life was before the event. So in this scenario, I had a pivotal life moment. I lost a significant loved one to suicide. And it made me really kind of second guess where I was spending my time. Because up to that point, I was commuting over 20 hours a week and I was paying somebody to babysit to watch my son. And I was a single mother, right, at the time. So it really bothered me that I was paying somebody a part-time salary to go work my full-time job. But I never felt motivated enough to make a change until that event happened. So after that, made a whole bunch of changes. I actually went to work for myself. I started off as a coach. You know, leveraging my 15 years of executive experience, you know, managing teams and stuff like that. There's a certain amount of coaching with that and business experience as well. Because like I mentioned, we were a wholesale distributor for electronics. So our customers were small mom and pop retail shops that were competing with Fortune 200 brands. So I had a lot of experience in teaching small companies how to position themselves as a brand, how to go against corporate competition, how to leverage low and no cost marketing. You know, that was at the time I was a very early adopter of digital media. You know, back when like Twitter and stuff first came out, I was teaching people how to use it because that was really the only way to level the playing field between a small mom and pop and a Fortune 200 marketing budget, right. You know, to get the same level of exposure. So a lot of education and work went into that at that time. So when I had started my strategy and coaching business, dabbled in a few different niches here and there. And ultimately what ended up happening was I started attracting a lot of brand new entrepreneurs. So whether they be friends or, you know, people who have heard about me and just through my experience knowing that, you know, I'm a family entrepreneur. You know, I've been starting businesses since I was 7. You know, people asking me like, well, I have this idea, but I don't know how to actually do it. You know, like, doing a bank account, like, you know, what are the steps involved? So I started creating programs that were specific for brand new service related entrepreneurs. And my business has taken off ever since. So that's what I specialize in today.
Awesome. So as you know, I believe that each entrepreneur, business owner has a superpower. It can be lead generation. It can be copywriting. It could be online marketing, Twitter, Facebook. It could just be reading people well and relationships. And they do a lot of things not so well, but that one or two things that they do really well keeps them in business and has them moving forward and being successful. What is your, Corey, entrepreneurial superpower?
Took me a long time to realize this, but mine is actually helping other people identify and monetize their superpowers, which is why I think that the aspiring and brand new entrepreneurs became such an, I became such a magnet for them in a way. It's not something I had set out to do, but just my methods and the way I think and stuff like that. And also in terms of reading people and being intuitive, when I have a conversation with somebody, it's very easy for me to figure out what that person should be doing to provide service and value to the world, you know, leveraging their passions, talents, and experience, and solving a real problem, you know, and helping make themselves money as well as making a mark, you know, on the world. So that's definitely my superpower for sure.
Passions, talents, and experience. Mm-hmm. Love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Grouping them in threes. You're very polished. You know, obviously you're a polished speaker. You're polished. You know what you're doing. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So where was there a breakthrough when you figured out, you know, like, was there one specific client or incident? Like, you know, I think this is really where I want to go with helping new entrepreneurs, or did it evolve over time? Like, how did you find this?
It evolved a little bit over time. So I was, you know, when I first started my coaching business, I was working with a lot of mom and pops, you know, more established businesses, since that was my experience. And then I started having, you know, these few, you know, handful of one-on-one clients that were more, they were kind of, they were in corporate and they knew they wanted to be an entrepreneur, but they didn't know what they wanted to do. So they were much longer term kind of engagements working with them, because I hadn't worked with anybody like that before, trying to figure out, okay, well, how do we systematize this? And ultimately what ended up happening for those handful of clients, I started helping them figure out ways that they were generating revenue in 12 weeks, which very, very short, you know, in the terms of starting up a business. So then from there, especially after the pandemic, I was getting way more requests from new entrepreneurs, because people were losing their jobs. They didn't feel secure, you know, working a corporate job with everything going on with offices shutting down and so on and so forth. So there's much more interest in entrepreneurship right now as a result of the pandemic. So from there, I really started to research. And this is a big part, too, I think, about being an effective entrepreneur, is listen to what people are telling you and what they're really challenged with. Because if you could solve that problem, that's your fastest route for success. So I really started listening to what their challenges were. And for a lot of people, there was a sense, there was a lack of confidence that they had what it took to really be an entrepreneur. And for me, in my mind, the quickest way to be able to solve that is, okay, let me get them a quick win. Like, let's set a program up. I did a demo run of it where our goal was we were going to get people their first paying client in 6 weeks. So hefty goal, but if you're a service-related business, I felt confident that this was something that we could do, because really when you think about it, service-related businesses don't really have a whole lot of upstart. You know, you don't really need a lot of capital. You just basically need, you know, a personality, internet connection, and the willingness to want to go out and talk to people. So we started off with that, and 80% of the people on that program landed the client within 4 to 6 weeks. So after that, I just started scaling effectively from there and built the program to where I have it today. So a lot of it, like I said, was just listening. And even right now, you know, after I get off this podcast, I'm doing a series of interviews with aspiring entrepreneurs, because I'm looking to make my programs better all the time. So I'm just literally picking people's brains, like, what are your challenges? What's coming up? Because a lot of folks don't really know until you get to explore with them what's holding them back from starting a business. and incorporating all that information into making my programs better.
So yeah, finding pain points in entrepreneurs, you know, businesses, mm-hmm. and filling those gaps, right? I mean, that's basically mm-hmm. what being a coach, mentor, advisor does. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what entrepreneurs do too, is, you know, you find a segment in the market, it could be widgets or it could be service, and you figure out what the customers need and what they're lacking and provide that for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So is there a specific service that you have gone to? Are there entrepreneurs that you're helping that seem to be grouped in a certain industry? Or is it all
actually,
over?
No, they're kind of all over the map. The one thing that is distinct, you know, because I like the way you describe that too, you could have a service or a widget. So I typically don't work with folks that do widgets. And reason for that is strictly just the capital part of it. Mm-hmm. I prefer that quick to market. Like, let's just get some ideas out there. Let's talk, you know, working with people who are more focused on creating connections, you know, personal connections. So that for me is kind of my sweet spot. So that's why I focus on service. But it's really varied. I mean, I've worked with everybody from, you know, people who have started marketing agencies to, you know, high-end fashion, yoga instructors. Basically, if it's a service, you could you could figure out how to sell it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what's that relationship with you and the customer look like?
Right now, I'm very dedicated to my clients. So what I'm trying to create right now is more of a community. Mm-hmm. Where it's ongoing support. So all of my clients get access to a Facebook group. They all end up connecting and becoming friends. It really depends on what type of program they're in with me. I've had a lot of one-on-one clients where that's very, you know, it's, you know, upper level, you know what I mean? I'm reaching out to them every day. We're talking every day. There's, you know, calls each week, really kind of deep diving. But then I also have groups, which is a different dynamic, but I find for the aspiring entrepreneur in particular, the groups work better. So all of my aspiring entrepreneur programs are groups because it's easier to build your confidence when you're in a group of other people that are all going through the exact same thing and experiencing the same challenges. And that's not something that I by myself can provide that client. So that's why that experience is a little different and it's structured that way on purpose. But definitely a very strong sense of community and, you know, building confidence. And another part too that's important for me and all of my clients is everybody has a very strong sense of purpose and delivering value. You know, that's why they're going into a service-related business, and that's why they weren't happy working for an employer. They didn't feel that they were really being leveraged to their fullest potential. And that's something that's very important to them.
So when you're mentoring, coaching, advising, like, it takes a certain level of confidence in you and what you're teaching, because these entrepreneurs are putting faith in you that you actually know what you're doing and that you can get them from point A to point G. So where does that internal confidence come from? Because that's something that, you know, when I try to advise people, like, man, what if this doesn't work? Like, I know there's got to be a seed of doubt in the back of your mind. Like, what if I'm telling them doesn't work? So, like, where does that confidence come from? And what's, you know, your hit rate or success rate? Or, you know, I don't even know if I'm framing the question that way. I just know when I have people that mentor me, you know, I put my faith in them and I know they know what they're doing and vice versa. So, like, where does that internal confidence come from that what you're advising them works?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult to come to the table with a level of confidence, especially as a mentor, unless you feel ironclad in your processes, that you've had results. And even for myself, when I created, you know, my aspiring program that I do a lot, is called Create and Validate, by the way. When I created that was based off of a process that I have used time and time again from when I was 7 years old through now. You know, every time I wanted to test out and validate a business, you know, just to see whether or not I could get somebody to buy something from me. It was the same exact process.
Right.
So for me to be able to teach that to others, it's very easy because it's like, all right, I know if you follow these steps that you will get this result. If you don't get this result, there's some other things involved with that. It may be mindset. It may be confidence. Like you had mentioned, it takes some people a little bit longer sometimes to follow that journey to get to where they need to go to take the steps. You know, for example, like putting yourself out there is a huge step. You know, you can't sell your car when you have a for sale sign on it and it's parked in the garage. You know, if no one ever sees it, no one's ever going to know. So you have to be able to put yourself out there. And that's usually the very first step that most new entrepreneurs especially find the hardest. But if you have a, you know, set of steps, you know, that you take that build your business upon a foundation, you will see success. So it's much easier for me to come to the conversation knowing not only have I had results, but my prior clients have had results using this process. And I think also in terms of for, you know, my clients and new entrepreneurs coming to the game, it's knowing that a failure isn't really a failure. Every time you fail, you learn something new, right? So long as you learn something new and you take that into account with whatever you try next, it's never truly a failure. You know, and I like to joke too that part of being an entrepreneur is you become a professional failure. In a way, because it's true, because how many times, you know, how many stories of people that you know, read, you know, Fortune 200 companies that, you know, the big breakthrough company was that founder's, you know, fifth different business that they tried. You know, there's a reason for that, because we learn from our mistakes, but you have to be confident enough not to be afraid to make those mistakes and to know that you'll be able to pick yourself up and learn something in the process.
Love it. So I come to you as an entrepreneur. What does our first day, first week, first month look like? I know you're talking about small wins. So what's that look like? What's that process look like?
Sure. My process is actually exactly the same. It doesn't matter if you're just starting your business or if you haven't established one. So it's exactly the same. It'll start with the same set of steps. So we usually deep dive, and I kind of joke it feels like life coaching for a lot of people, but we dive deep into why they want to start their business. You know, what is your reason if you have a brick and mortar that you put the key in the door every day and you show up? Because ultimately entrepreneurship is a choice. So you have to be very, very clear on why it is that you're doing that. Because when you're able to really differentiate that, that number one will help you stand apart from your competition. And if you're able to communicate that effectively, that helps you create a brand and a bond with your potential future clients. So your entire foundation as a business owner, whether you're new or just starting out or established, is really based on that. So usually we'll take our findings from that process and then from there funnel that into really clarifying, you know, ICAs or ideal client avatars. You know, who is it that's really looking and searching for what it is you have to offer, getting really clear on who that person is. Because you can't really, when you speak to everybody, you essentially speak to nobody, right? Because it's that much harder for your message to get out there. So I'm a big fan of niching down. So I help clients go through that. And then after that process is done, then it's step by step on whatever their specific goals are. You know, if they're established business, usually it's the scale. So then we'll start looking at, you know, different ways we get efficiencies in their current processes. If they're a brand new entrepreneur, then it's a matter of, okay, how do we go about getting you that first client?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then how do they get that first client? So do you help with like social media marketing? Do you help with branding or no? Mm-hmm. You help with mindset and positioning?
We do it all, no websites, no content, no social media content, and no paid ads, right? So it's all about learning how to talk about your business in an effective way and having conversations. So my style is very different than what you see on the business coaching market because it's literally a hybrid of old school kind of like Mad Men networking, you know, when you go to like networking right. groups and leveraging social media. So it's a combination of the two, but it's one thing, anybody could show up to a networking event, but if you don't know how to frame what it is you have to do in a 60-second introduction, no one's going to care. So I really teach my clients how to really craft their messaging to make people interested in what they have to do and remember them so that they ultimately end up building the network for them.
Awesome. All right, cool. So we talked about your TED Talk earlier in the interview. What other speaking engagements have you done? You know, where do we find you? Like, obviously you're polished and you come from a corporate background. And then, you know, so where do we find you? Where do we learn more about you? And tell me more about yourself.
Sure. So a little bit more about myself. And you actually learn more about this in my TED Talk. So as I mentioned before, I was a single mom. for a very long time. And very recently, actually, I just got married. And I went from being a single mom of one to now being a married mother of soon to be four. So I gained two stepsons and having a baby coming up. So huge life transition. And that's a big part of what my TED Talk was about. It was about learning how to take different challenges when you're stuck, you know, and how to pivot and change and continue to take action. And I give a framework on how you continue to take action even when things are hard. So that's a little bit about myself.
And you're in New York.
I'm in New York. Yep. I'm on Long Island. In terms of where to find me, my website is corrielo.com, corrielo.com. You can find me on every single social media platform at I am Cori Lo. And I love to connect with people on there. So reach out, send me a message. Would love to chat.
So for entrepreneurs, because that's who this podcast is geared to, for entrepreneurs that might want to start a conversation with you, what is the best place to go? Obviously, go to Cori Lo and do some research on you first, but what's the best place to go to connect with you? And or classes and or are you teaching this to anyone? Obviously, you're teaching this to the people because that's what you do, but so how do they connect with you?
Best way, if you're interested in my coaching, would be to visit my website. There's a tab for coaching, and there's a way for you to get in touch with me on there, whether it be through a lead generation form or to be able to just schedule an appointment with me. Otherwise, I check my DMs and stuff all day long, every day. So on any of those platforms, if you want to hit me up on Instagram DM, please feel free to. That's me personally checking it.
Awesome. All the time. Mm-hmm. Cori, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric.
You did a great job. That's Cori Lo. Episode 38 of For Entrepreneurs by Entrepreneurs, and we are out.